This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dan in Missouri. Dan Sutterfield, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, you and the doctor, it's great to listen to you again. I don't know if you have covered this part of the water deal or not, but will reverse osmosis remove the chlorine and the fluoride?
As far as I know, yes.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. It's not a big one by any means, and it doesn't make any difference that I make it. But, you know, my wife and I go out to lunch or dinner once or twice a week at the most, maybe, and that's kind of a crapshoot, wondering what you're eating and who touched it. But we've, for all practical purposes, kicked soda because I know what that does to your waistline and everything else. And I usually get water. And every time I go, it's like, can I get a decent glass of water without having to buy it? And I've talked to every manager of every place we've ever gone over the last year or two and said, you know, you guys really ought to consider getting reverse osmosis water for your customers to drink. You don't have to wash dishes with it. You don't have to cook. Well, it'd be nice if they cooked with it. It'd be nice if that was the water they added to their soda machine. But I said, you know, the only reason we've got non-GMO foods in the grocery stores is because people complained. And I don't know if you can truly trust the non-GMO thing, but I'm trying to spread the word. I said, put up a sign in your restaurant that says, for our loyal customers, we're offering reverse osmosis water, no fluoride, no chlorine, no contaminants. Would that be real expensive for the restaurants to do that, guys?
It's not a question of expense. It's a question of common sense, Dan. You're asking the average Joe Blow manager to use something that requires no thought whatsoever. However, it doesn't matter whether it costs them 2 cents or $2. They're just not going to change, probably.
Probably not.
I have a comment about this, Dan. Reverse osmosis filtration does a really good job. But there's one problem, well, actually a couple problems with it. One problem is that you get about 1 gallon of filtered, we'll call it purified in quotes, water for 10 gallons of water used. So it's tremendously wasteful in terms of water. Now, if water's free and it's abundant, that's one thing. But literally, you will waste 10 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of filtered reverse osmosis water.
I didn't realize
that. That's a huge problem.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem with it. There's another problem with it, and that is that the system has a membrane that can harbor bacteria. So the system has to be clean, and if it's not cleaned properly, then you'll be contaminating the water with bacteria that grows in the reverse osmosis filtering system.
So it has
so
to be.
So I agree with you.
I
have one here, and I've experimented with it, and I took it out because it's just it's not the ideal solution. The ideal solution is to not... Chlorine is easy to remove. You can remove chlorine with a carbon block filter. I'm talking about Berkey, Propure. Those filters will remove the chlorine. And they'll remove, depending on which filter you get, if you have a Propure, it will remove fluoride, which is wonderful. Berkey has a two-step filtration system, as I remember it, that you need two separate filters to remove the chlorine and another one to remove the fluoride. What we do is we don't have fluoride in our water, so we're just interested in removing everything else. And we use carbon as the medium. We filter all our water through carbon, and then you dispose of the filter.
Yeah, we
but
do too.
If the RO, or reverse osmosis filtration system, is not properly maintained, you get really sick from it. So we took ours out, and what I'm doing now is I'm using a ultraviolet light to kill the bacteria, and I'm using carbon to remove the heavy metals and pretty much everything else that is in there. So that's what I'm doing. But you are absolutely right. I find that when I had gone to restaurants, and it's very, very infrequently, they'll say, what would you like to drink? And they're suggesting some kind of soda or some kind of a tea or some kind of a coffee. And I say, well, thank you anyway. No, nothing, thank you. You don't even want water? No. You can't drink the water. It's not drinkable. If you don't flavor it with something and mask how bad that water tastes, you cannot drink it. Tell
you
me if I'm
so
wrong.
Right.
It would appear to me that it should have a warning label on it, that it's toxic. It is absolutely horrible. By the way, Dan Sutterfield in Rolla, Missouri, you are aware that you have a nuclear reactor right in Rolla, Missouri, right?
Yes, I drive by it. I drive through the loop near the university library every time we go to the library, and I just grit my teeth wondering if that sucker's leaking.
Well, I think they all leak. It's just a question of how much.
How much,
right.
Yeah.
And it's at the university. It's at the University of Science and Technology, Missouri. Yeah, it's a state. It's
not
a state-owned nuclear reactor. Go ahead,
Dan. Yeah, it's not a real big building. It's just and nondescript.
Hiding the inevitable.
I don't know how deep into the ground it goes. I've never been in it. I don't know. I guess it wouldn't kill you to go in at once, but maybe it would. Who knows?
It might kill you slowly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. But that I just wanted to mention that. And, class, you might want to find out, do a search and find out if there's a nuclear reactor, you know, in your village.
Speaking
anything else
that,
you'd like to share
I
with
ask
us? Yeah.
Both of you guys something about Fukushima?
Sure.
Have you got onto that topic yet today or recently?
No, we have not talked about Fukushima.
Well, I'm sure you're aware of it. It's been going on now for, what, 6-7 years, and they keep dumping seawater into it, and it runs right back into the ocean?
Oh, yeah. In the background, radioactive material throughout this country is twice what it was before Fukushima.
Well, evidently there was a website a few years, you know, before Fukushima that you could get on and just check background radiation along the coast of California. And not too long after Fukushima started doing its thing, that website was shut down. They don't really want people to know. And I heard that, now I'm not spreading rumors, guys, but this is what I heard, that the background radiation was like 200 to 300 times what it used to be, you know, before Fukushima cracked open or whatever.
I've heard that on the West Coast, yes.
And then I also heard one other fact about it. Again, not to spread rumor, you guys correct me if you've heard different or if I'm just out there in left field. You know, along the western coast of Canada, British Columbia, there's a lot of rivers that run into the ocean, I guess, from the mountains and bays and estuaries there. And that used to be a real handy place to check samples of marine life. The colleges and whoever's studying that stuff would go up and down the coast and get down to the bays and estuaries and take samples. And they said that there was over 50,000 different kinds of creatures that lived in those bays and estuaries. Not that many animals, but different kinds. Lot more than that, evidently. And after Fukushima, sorry, cheap cigarettes. After Fukushima, they found a total of 50 all along the western coast of Canada. And the people that did that attribute it directly to the radiation. Have you guys heard anything like that?
I have, but I haven't been able to see unequivocal facts.
It's just right, that's why I said I'm not trying to...
I don't trust the seafood from there now.
Well, you know, it's not uncommon to go to restaurants like Long John Silver's and see their North Pacific cod special. And I asked him one day, I said, is that your Fukushima special? And I said it with a straight face, you know, and he looked at me and goes, I don't know what you mean. And I said, that's all right. I didn't go into it.
NETC, Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center.com, NETC.com is down. Just as you said. And we used to report the readings of radioactivity in the air all over the world, especially in the United States, for years. And I've tried on two computers with two browsers while you were talking about this, Dan, that we cannot establish a connection with the server at NETC.com now. So it looks like it's down. And it may be because the information is too dangerous for people to handle. And we had been reporting it, and we thought it was a great website. And, of course, we've heard people say, oh, come on, Japan is so far away, it'll never get here. Well, I was here in months.
Now that is the ultimate stupidity.
Well, we've heard it. I've heard it. Our class has heard it. And, that radiation was here within months. And Japan has absolutely poisoned all of the oceans on our planet because all of them are interconnected, all of them. And we come back, Dan, I'm going to tell you something that happened in Virginia when there was a tsunami to water wells. Water wells and tsunamis.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Phone lines are lighting up. Dan Sutterfield's with us in Missouri. Joey will be with you in just a couple minutes. Mark in New York will be with you as well. I just wanted to mention something to Dan and Dr. Shealy. When I lived in Virginia a couple decades ago, there was a tsunami that was in the Atlantic. And that water pressure reached the coast of Virginia. And there was a guy that worked at Virginia Polytech, Polytechnic Institute and State University, also known as Virginia Tech. He measured the effects of that tsunami in the Atlantic on a water well, a freshwater well, inland at Virginia Tech. And what he told me was that the water column rose 100 feet above the normal water level. So here's what I'm telling you, and I've never heard anybody talk about this on the air, never. What I'm saying is that there is an equilibrium between the ocean's salt water and the freshwater aquifers that we have, and we don't think they're connected, but the answer is they are connected. And here's proof. So in Florida, which is surrounded on three sides by water, Florida has water pressure from the oceans and the Gulf pressing inward on the land. But the fresh water that comes from the rain that's in the underground aquifers is pushing outward. So they're at equilibrium. But what's happened is with all these golf courses and all the homes that we've built in Florida, we're taking water out of the underground aquifers. And what's happening, the salt water that's pushing inward is contaminating the groundwater because we've removed some of the pressure pushing outward from the land by taking the water out of under the land. So we are doing this, and we are proving that the ocean's waters and our freshwater supply are interconnected. Now, I've never heard anybody talk about that, but that's the truth.
I haven't heard that either. How in Virginia, how far was that well from the actual coastline?
I've got a map in front of me. I don't have it.
Just ballpark.
I'm trying to bring it up. Okay. All right. 150 miles.
I figured you'd say 5 miles.
Well, no. Well,
I don't know.
Virginia Polytech. No, Virginia Polytech is about 150 miles inland.
That's amazing.
So,
and that water pressure, that wave coming in, raised that well how high? Another 100 feet higher than normal?
Yes. Now, if you think about it, it all makes sense. Because water is not compressible. I mean, you can't squeeze 2 gallons of water into a 1 gallon of water container. You can't do it. It's not like air. You can't compress it. So when that massive hydraulic force slammed into the East Coast, it traveled through pushed the underground water, and it had to go somewhere. So it went up. And I'm sure it wasn't just that well. I'm sure it was wells all over the East Coast. It's just that most people aren't looking down the well to say, you know, what's it now, what's it now, what's the height now, what's the height now. We don't have measurements on that. So we didn't notice it. Just wanted to share that with you.
That's amazing.
Man, I appreciate your call.
I would have not figured that there were that many conduits, capillaries, whatever you want to call them, that would have connected the two.
Yeah, just like the human body, right?
Evidently. Wow.
Dan, thanks so much. Thanks so much for being with us. I've got callers stacked. Okay, there goes Dan. Joey in Michigan, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
I was just with your sewage water. I remember when I was in Sedalia, went to a restaurant for breakfast, and the water in the glass smelled like sewage, like you would find in the street. So I went out in the car, got a bottle of water, actually brought three in because there were three other people and they too. And I just gave them bottles of water. And I said, oh, let us pay it. I said, no, don't worry about it. It's 10 cents. But while I'm calling, I got three questions. Remote viewing, flashing lights, does it cause epilepsy? And we'll start with those when we get back from whatever.
There we go. We're going into commercial break. Joey's with us. Mark, please stand by. Mark in Western New York.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The presidential budget is on its way to Congress. The White House sending it to Capitol Hill a short time ago. It's a proposal that makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget, and it seeks more than $8 billion to help construct a southern border wall, which Democrats say is a non-starter, and Democrats now run the House. The president has criticized the chairman of the Federal Reserve many times, especially for interest rate hikes over the past year. But Jerome Powell says he's not worried about losing his job.
Can the president fire you?
Well, the law is clear that I have a four-year term, and I fully intend to serve it.
So no, in your view?
No.
Powell there on CBS's 60 Minutes, where he also downplayed some recent fears about a coming recession. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash. Oh God, you're
take my
when you got
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, I'm here. Hey. What happened? What happened? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
I don't hear anything. I can now, yeah. I couldn't before. What happened? Are we on? So we're on. Very good. All right, so Joey in Michigan, please continue.
So you can hear me now?
We can, yep. I don't know what happened, but we're good.
So, you know, that's what happens when the guy's talking about Gacy last week. My question is, all the new municipal vehicles, fire trucks, police cars, have a new high-tech LED flashing light that wants to burn your eyes and make you dizzy and put you into, like, an epileptic seizure. And I know Norm is familiar with the goggles and the flashing lights for relaxation and therapeutical. But is there a tool, a device, that you can shine at a flashing light to determine if it'll put you in an epileptic state? Because I'm assuming the government agencies are doing this knowingly or not knowingly, but they're going to cause people a lot of health issues. And I happen to be one of them because yesterday, even a fire truck coming, the first truck had the new lights, you couldn't see, you were paralyzed. And that was the question. Is there such a tool that you can determine the flicker rate, the flash of a light, and if it could put you into a different, an epileptic state?
Well, the only, I am not aware of any reported epileptic induction by flashing light at a frequency below 12 cycles per second. In other words, it looks as if it has to be at least 15 cycles per second or more for people to be sensitive to it in that way. And I have certainly treated many hundreds of people with epilepsy with the, you know, 1 to 7 cycle per second flashing lights with never a seizure. Actually, the most common cause of flashing light-induced seizures is television. At certain times when television has particularly frequent. There was an episode of some kind of television program in Japan that left a couple hundred kids and having seizures.
Have you guys seen any of them lights? Because I know I noticed it starting last winter, not this year, last winter with the snowplow trucks and the green lights. They're so bright. And when it's dark out, they illuminate even better and they start. It's like seeing a flash cube go off when you're not expecting it. So
yeah, I tend not to go out when there's no clouds going.
No, I know, but sometimes you're stuck. You happen to be on the road, and yeah, I try to avoid it at all costs. My next question is about remote viewing.
Joe, you're breaking up.
Really?
Well, actually, it's me. Yeah, well, actually, it's me now. I can see it on my screen. I'm breaking up. Not now, but I was before. Those lights that you're talking about, the police car lights are absolutely blinding. There's no question. Red, white, and blue.
They're dangerous. And they're doing it intentionally, in my opinion. So the question is, what kind of, we've got to find a tool. We as the John Galtz have to find a tool. And if everybody started in a lawsuit, every state, they'd have to find different lights. I mean, the old lights work just fine, and they were kind of bad, but these new ones, they're piercing. They almost, it seems to me almost like a physical intent. Or they're that stupid. I know they're stupid. I didn't realize they're that stupid and ignorant that they would actually put lights out there without testing them. You know, and I would encourage all the people using these, we'd take their family and put them on the road, put them in harm's way like they put me yesterday and at various other times. You know, because let's lead by example. Always it's important. If they think it's a good idea, well, I'm beginning to believe their family should be the ones paving the way, right?
I don't have any disagreement with that. Joey, I believe that it is intentional. I believe that that when this was developed, whoever developed it, said, this is so good because, you know, you'll be able to see this for miles. You'll be able to see these lights for miles. And you can. You can. If you're on a hill and you see, and these lights are ahead of you, you can see them for miles. No question about it. They are piercing. They are blinding. They are distracting. They are dangerous. And I believe that it's intentional. Now, I'm thinking about my reaction if I got pulled over by the Blue Plague and they had these lights on me and they said, license and registration. I'm afraid I might say something like, you know what? I don't think I can do anything until you turn those lights off.
But Vince, the lights facing you, because I did get pulled over last year for not having the little bulb on the license plate, and then that was going to be a $125 gift from the human sickness. And it's not so much the light facing you, it's the one facing the cars coming up. Because the minute he was done with me and I pulled away, which, by the way, I told you that story and you said relive it, so I will. I got out to verify my plate was out. He said, you, get back in the car. He treated me like I was some kind of criminal. And I put my hands up and I said, hey, I'm verifying my light being out because I can't trust you people anymore. And I looked and I put my hands up, just like, oh, I guess you're right. But that was that point. But I'm tired of it. But let's go on to the next question with remote viewing, because I don't want to let this rest, but I do want to know if there's going to be, and anybody can call in, if there is a tool we can scan at a light to find out how it affects your brain frequency, because that light is affecting your brain pattern. I know that for sure.
Well, the brain follows frequency. And so whatever frequency, we've done this since EEGs were discovered in the 20s. And in general, again, there's not, to my knowledge, I've never seen any report of a seizure induced by frequency below 12 cycles.
But if it was above 12 cycles, then it was intentional.
15 is the one which is usually likely to induce seizures in any frequency.
Dr. Shiller, just 1 second. I want to make sure I understand this. The light frequency, I'm thinking, is probably below one cycle per second. Are you saying that could cause or could not cause? I'm thinking about these lights and how fast they flicker. And it's about one flash per second, as I remember it.
No, that has never been reported to cause a seizure. You have to get up to at least, preferably, about 15 cycles per second. One cycle just puts you in relaxation.
So I was told that the old computer modules were very efficient with the flicker rate. They didn't cause harm. The new high-tech flat screens, and probably the flat screen TV as well, has a much higher flicker rate. So it will cause you, if you were using a speed learning program and you were using it on a computer screen, the new flat screens flickering so fast could put you in an induced epileptic seizure. And it appears that these wonderful people are abusing us daily and higher amounts, more and more and more. And it's just getting to be way too much, because every time you and I talk, Vince, I mean, it's unbelievable. And the stuff that keeps coming up, I mean, your story starting out with Venezuela would have been priceless. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. That's a whole show in itself. The water's another one about, you know, you can't even go anywhere without getting, you're afraid to get water in a restaurant, and they're not going to put osmosis in it because, first of all, 90% of the people don't even know you're being poisoned. So why would they have an extra expense? And, you know, now we're with these lights. And then, you know, I wanted to ask a question, Norm. A person with MS, is there any way that you could rebuild their telomeres with MS, but then on top of it, they had some kind of a pump put in that releases, I don't know what it releases, so that would then cause the pump an electrical short, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, because you'd have to do research on people with MS.
Right.
And I have not done that, and I don't know anybody who has.
There's so many questions.
Joey, Hold on one second. I just did a quick search about, and here's all I typed in on a search engine. Do new police lights cause seizures? Do new police lights cause seizures? Result. Quote, some specific examples of situations or events that can trigger seizures in people with photosensitive epilepsy are nightclub and theater lights, including strobe lights, television screens and computer monitors, flashing lights on police cars, fire trucks, ambulances, and safety alarms. End quote. That's from WebMD, WebMD.com, November 11th, 2018. Now, I could be wrong, Dr. Shuley, about that frequency, and I'm thinking, as I remember, you know, one flash per second. However, there are the red lights, the blue lights, the white lights, and they could be triggered independently. Because there's not just one red, one blue, one white. There are multiple reds, blues, and whites. So if they're triggered at one per second, but they are in a series triggered, and let's say there are 18 lights, that's 18 cycles per second. That would be for the front, and then 18 for the back, 36 cycles. So it's possible that we're talking about a lot of cycles per second. I don't know the answer, but I'm just theorizing that that could be more cycles per second. We'll be right back, and we've got Mark as well as Joey. Mark, we're going to try to get to you. Please stand by.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime
anytime, any place, anywhere.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media.
At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones.
Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week.
That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And class, we are learning to despise cops for their actions. Now, one might say, it's not the cop that pulled you over who put those lights on the cop assault vehicles. Yes, it is. It is the cops that put them on. It's the police chief and it's the sheriff. Those are the guys that approved the expenditure to put those new lights on those vehicles to blind us. It is the cops. Joey, we've got just a couple seconds, and Mark in Western New York.
Remote viewing, Doc Norm. Are you familiar with it?
I'm not.
Okay, that was the question. All right, I'll let Mark get on, and maybe we'll follow up on these lights next week. Thanks. You guys have a great day. Be safe.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Thank you, Joey. Mark in Western New York, thank you so much for being kind and staying with us.
Thank you, Vince. NETC is back up. There was a problem with it, but it's been resolved. You were aware this was the 8th anniversary of Fukushima, right?
Yes, the 11th was, yes. The 11th of March.
Even though it's the 12th in Japan. Anyways, the main point I wanted to get out is anybody that is into this topic as much as I am, will you allow me to give a plug for another network tonight at 10 p.m.?
Of course.
Jeff Rentz is going to have Yoichi Shimatsu and Kevin Blanch and Dana Durnford on 10 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m., and then it rebroadcasts all tomorrow and like 6 a.m. Eastern, and then again at noon Eastern, but shouldn't interfere with your show. These are the folks that have been on it.
I really like Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz has agreed to be one of our instructors. And for those in class who have a satellite from Rick's satellite, you can pick up the Rentz Network on that satellite, as well as USA Prepares, as well as Republic Broadcasting. Please continue.
The three meltdowns continue. They have not stopped. They have continued to burrow through the earth, the molten corium. I spent thousands of hours studying this in the past 8 years, and even though the mainstream will cover it, the people out there that have no idea need to know some of the facts regarding it. And I know we're short on time, so it's basically do your own research, but there are a lot of naysayers out there, and academia is the worst culprit as far as disinformation. It's the independents that are out there promoting what's really going on. So please, folks, do your homework and read up, listen up, and view some of these YouTube videos, even the ones that Vince and Captain John did back in 2015. I believe it was late December, early January. Those are still up on YouTube. But one other thing is the State Secret Act. I think that was passed sometime in 2013 in Japan. That gives jail time up to 10 years to anybody reporting on the situation, any insiders or whistleblowers of that type. They're facing prison time, not jail time. And they, I'm sure, are pretty strict about it. You can also go to the Internet, search out TEPCO's webcam, Fukushima. Go ahead.
Mark, would you be so kind as to give your telephone number off the air to Alex, our engineer? I'd like to call you after the broadcast. Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay. And let's see if we can get you on and get you some more time to cover this very, very important topic, Fukushima. I know that there, even in Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania, dandelion leaves have grown to 3 feet in length. No kidding. So don't hang up. Give your phone number, Mark, in Western New York to Alex, and Alex will give it to me on the stack. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you, Dr. Norman Shealy.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.